Time to try a game called Best Story Wins. Okay?
Yes.
Now, the way this is from a board game, and the way they say it's played is that two of you would square off against each other. We would give the topic, and you would have 10 seconds to get a story in mind, and you can't say, I don't have a story, which seems difficult to me. Then one person would be wearing something so they couldn't hear. The other person tells their story, and the second person tells their story, and then everybody votes.
Okay.
Kind of like Cards Against Humanity, where everybody votes or whatever.
Right.
Or somebody picks the winner. I don't think we can do it that way.
I would think it would be difficult.
So instead, I'm going to give the topic, and you buzz in with your name if you have a story. Whoever has the most points at the end of the round is a champion.
Okay.
If you're the only one who tells a story, even if it sucks, you get a point.
Okay. Mm.
All right.
If multiple people, Tommy will choose. No. Nay, I will choose the best story along with the input from the audience.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The first topic is on Best Story Wins. Say your name when you're ready. The first time I smoked weed.
Maitland.
I know. I didn't sit this one out.
I heard Maitland first.
First time I ever smoked weed, all we had was a water bottle to smoke out of. So we cut a hole in it and you get the cap all right. You put some tinfoil on there and you do that. We didn't know what we were doing. And we tried to smoke it, but then we thought, let's just put it in brownies, thinking it was super easy to make weed brownies.
So we chop up a joint?
No, we ground up the grass and and dumped it into brownie mix. And then we go to eat it, and it's just chunks of weed. So I just ate it.
Was it
not
awful?
The right way? It was awful. And I don't think I actually got high, but it was also the first night I ever drank. So
Wow, really went for it.
Really went for it.
Jeez. What a 13th birthday.
I was 15, I think.
Oh, okay.
Still dang, wilding out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Kelly was next.
I was up in Connecticut. I was staying with my grandma Chi. She had an awesome little beach house up there.
And a lot of joints.
A lot of joints.
You were summering there.
Yes, I was summering.
That's how you used to say it.
Yes, and our neighbor had his best friend over, and his best friend was a stoner, and all my brothers were stoners. So they were like, we can't believe you haven't smoked weed yet. I didn't want to smoke my brothers, though, so my neighbor and his best friend took us all down to the beach, and it was the three of us sitting there, and he had a little rig that I'd never smoked out of before, like a bong, and we were sitting on these steps, because it's big cliffs by these, like, mansion-style houses, so we snuck over to their steps. We sat there, and I smoked myself stupid. Like, the tide had come up by the time we were leaving, so my shoes had floated off into Never Never Land. I walk up to their house, and they're like, hey, let's make some peanut butter sandwiches, thinking that they're going to play a little prank on me. And I said, oh, I love peanut butter sandwiches. And I took a bite and I realized that I had cotton mouth. I could not chew the sandwich.
No.
And I was laughing so hard and was so embarrassed that I left, walked next door to my grandma's house. But she's got this little shed outside that had Cokes and Dr. Peppers and stuff like that in it. Grabbed myself an ice cold Coke out of the fridge, went, opened it up, walked inside, went to take a sip. My grandma snatches it out of my hand and goes, where have you been?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I got peanut butter in my mouth. I don't know what to do. And I said, I've been down to the beach with Chris and Matt. She goes, a young lady walking up from the beach with two boys is never a good look. Go to your room. And I was like, I want that Coca-Cola more.
She's
than
like, you have no
anything.
Idea.
More than anything. And I went upstairs.
I'd murder you for that.
Yeah, my brothers both knew what I was doing. They were like, are you stoned? I said, yes.
Did you end up drinking out of like the bathroom faucet
or
something?
Yes, I put my head under the sink
desperate
water.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Mm-hmm. God, it was hilarious, though. I've since told her that happened, and she didn't know. She just thought I was down there hanging out with two boys.
Steve, did you have one? You buzzed in, right?
No, I didn't buzz in.
Oh, Tommy, did you buzz in?
I have one I can share.
Did you buzz in?
Well, I didn't know if I could or not.
Oh, you can.
Okay, great. The first time I did was when I was working at Disney, and...
Wait, you worked at Disney?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to work at Epcot.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I can talk about that another time. But this is more important. So when I moved down there to work there, I had never drank, I'd never done anything like that. And my friends I made there from Massachusetts, and they had come and they were like, hey, like, do you smoke? And I'm like, what's that? And they're like, oh. And so they're like,
so you're like 19?
I think I was 2019 or 22. They go, no, you don't understand. Like, listening to music while you're stoned is like the best thing ever. And I'm like, what's the big deal? And they go, we'll play Bohemian Rhapsody and hit this. And I said, okay. And so I'm sitting in the back seat of their car while they're blasting Bohemian Rhapsody for the first time. And I just have my eyes closed and I'm like feeling it or whatever. And I like, first thing I remember is that I got out of the car and I go, I understand. So that was my first time smoking.
All right, for those who didn't have a story, who are you voting for?
I think I'm going to go with Maitland because...
I really enjoyed the twist of eating the brownies and getting nothing out of it.
And the fact that you were 15 and that you drank the same night.
Yeah,
yeah, you really
those were all pretty good, though.
Feet.
Yeah, I could have made an argument for all three of you.
I did enjoy the anecdote about Kelly's sandals floating away into Never Never Land.
And Grandma snatching the Coke.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And
Tommy learning what music means to a high brain is pretty good. All right, new topic. Most embarrassing parents moment.
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
just take a point.
Yeah, if I have to tell it again.
When your mommy brought you some sandwiches.
My mommy brought me food
on your
to
plane.
The airport. Yeah, when I was going on the spring break.
And they announced it from the pilot, right? Didn't the pilot?
I can just tell the story
again
if you want. Okay, it's sophomore year of college. Me and two of my friends decided to go to Cancun on spring break. So we booked through one of those fly-by-night spring break companies that probably existed for about a month before and maybe a month after. We get to the airport in Philadelphia, and a big snowstorm was coming in the next day or so. Well, they kept delaying our flight for mechanical reasons, but it was always an hour at a time, 2 hours, an hour. So we ended up being at the airport for over 24 hours waiting for our flight. Then they finally said, oh, well, we got to cancel it for weather. And we're like, F. This sucks. So after another like 12 hours, they finally get us an airplane. We get on this plane. We had been in the airport at this point a day and a half.
Oh my God.
We're delirious because we've barely slept. We've barely eaten. And the whole time, this is pre-cell phone, I had been calling my parents back at home saying, I think we're going to get on the plane soon. I think we're going to get on the plane soon. And finally, the last time I talked to him, my mom said, well, we're going to come over and just bring you and your friends a bunch of food, so at least you have something to eat.
It's pre-9/11, so they can bring it right to the gate.
This is 6 months pre-9/11. Yeah. So at that point, they finally make an announcement. Our plane is boarding. We're like, holy crap, we're finally going to go to Cancun. We get on the plane. Everybody buckles in, and an announcement comes over the PA. Excuse me, passengers, is there a Stephen McKiernan on this flight? And I'm like, oh no, they're gonna, for whatever reason, I'm gonna get booted off this plane. So I raise my hand. Everyone on the plane, of course, turns and looks, and the flight attendant says, your mom just dropped off food for you, and she asks that when you land in Cancun, you call to tell her you're okay.
It's the second part. Both parts are just gold.
And everyone laughs at me, and it was the worst moment of my life.
That's pretty good.
That's nothing.
It is?
I wish that had happened to me. The most embarrassing moment only involved one of my parents. It was around the time I had discovered my special purpose.
Your special.
and how my equipment worked. And I was in my bedroom. And now, this would have been the mid-80s, and the best thing that we had to look at is, with an imagination of a 12 or 13-year-old...
A picture of your aunt?
Wasn't a... thankfully, no, it was not
one
a picture of my aunt.
One your grandpa took while she was pooping?
But, you know, like, we live in the... kids now live in the golden age of easy pornography.
Yes, that's what... this is the golden age.
When I was a kid, you either had to find a slightly rain-dampened Playboy on a log in the woods...
Yep.
Or you would find the Sears catalog.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing we had. It was women in bathing suits or bras.
Yes.
That's the best thing we had for pictures. And I was in my bedroom, and I was under the covers. Do you remember? We've played that little PSA or the vignette about the kid who's in the bed. It's like the 1970s, and his mom walks in, and she's like, that's okay, Jimmy. It's natural. Or what? It was that. It was 100% that.
Your mom caught you?
I'm under the covers.
And she said it's okay?
I'm like laying face
down. A little
faster. And I wasn't in the process yet, but I'm laying face down. Thankfully, the covers were over me, but I'm trying to find the best pictures that I can in the Sears catalog. And my mom walked in and we both immediately knew the other knew what was happening. And to her credit, she didn't make a big deal out of it and said, it's okay. These things are natural. If you ever have any questions or whatever. And then she left and I was mortified and I don't think I ever finished. And we never talked about that moment again. Thankfully. But
it would be nice if you two could put some water under that bridge, like the next time, like if your mom's listening right now and she just say, hey, I knew what you were doing and it's okay.
Oh, I know she knew what I was doing.
I know, but she needs to talk to you about it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want your family to be so repressed.
That was,
anybody else want to jump into this?
I don't think I have any embarrassing.
I don't really have any. Yeah. I mean, yeah. All right. Tommy, who won that round?
Honestly, wasn't Hot Wings.
My God, Thomas.
Called you Thomas.
I know.
How you like that? And you picked him.
I did. Feels like I should backtrack.
I would rather have mommy bring me sandwiches than mommy tell me my hand grip's too tight.
Yes.
So, Hot Wings gets that round. By the way, let's get Queenie has a first time smoking pot story. Hi, Queenie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, it wasn't in the plans to take calls on this, but yours is a go to the front of the line.
So when I was 13 years old, there was a local radio station giving away tickets to a Rolling Stones concert in Louisville, Kentucky. We had to write a sad story about how we'd never been to a concert. Anyway, I won. And being 13, my mother thought, hey, you're going to take your sister, who's 7 years older than you, with you so you can be safe. Okay. Well, that safe.
to a Rolling Stones concert.
Yeah, we were safe in the bathroom on the Greyhound bus smoking pot.
You were 13.
Which was the very first time I had ever smoked pot.
So your sister, who was there to chaperone you and keep you safe, took you to the bathroom on a Greyhound and taught you to smoke pot for the first time.
Exactly.
Boy, that's pretty good.
And then, I know, but then, of course, I'd never smoked before, so I have no tolerance. And I don't remember half the concert. All I remember is Mick Jagger. He had a British flag, and he was flying, just running back and forth across the stage. That's my summary of the whole concert.
Everything's just a flash after that.
So, yeah, absolutely.
At that time, when you smoke pot in the bathroom of the Greyhound bus, does anyone care? Like, do you think they
Apparently
knew what you two
not.
Were doing? I kind of think it was just
we
like, man, whatever.
In trouble.
You would think. I mean, it's Especially hard Tennessee. To hide pot smell on and then, a Greyhound bus.
And then the coughing of a 13-year-old.
Anyway. Yeah, true.
Yeah, they probably didn't smell great. Queenie, thank you.
But still.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, right, I mean, so Hot Wings has won. Tennessee, they can lop off your hands now.
I know.
A lot of the listeners are saying Hot Wings shouldn't have won that round because Hot Wings, while that is horribly embarrassing, it's embarrassing to both you and your mom, whereas Steve was embarrassed in front of 150 people.
College-age
still
people,
more
too,
severe.
Which is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But neither's great. Not going to lie. No.
I'd rather be embarrassed because my mom brought me food on a plane versus
at least,
my dad catching me masturbating.
I mean, both ways you get something to eat if you play your card right.
Yeah.
Tommy was listening for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Let's see. Ooh, dumbest thing you spent money on as a kid.
I loved lava lamps as a kid. And I feel like I bought more of those than I should have. I think I had like a yellow one as a present. And I was like, yellow's cool, but purple's cooler. Stuff like that. I also really loved keychains. I still do. A good keychain will get me. But man,
so even that, lamps. It's only a couple bucks. So
yeah,
but lava lamps. How many do you need?
Apparently,
how
three.
Many? You had three.
I think. Yeah, I know. I had a yellow one, and then I had a purple one, and I feel like I had one that would go from red to yellow, like those that would change colors.
I spent a lot of money. I know I'm not supposed to play, am I? But I spent a lot of money on not football cards, but football player stickers that went in a book, and each of the NFL teams had. 7 or 8 of their top players, and you'd buy a pack and you'd get the sticker, and the completist in me needed to complete it. So I bought so many packs, but by the time you get down to like 1 or 2 players left on every team, you buy a pack of 24 or whatever they were, 20 are duplicates or 23 are duplicates. So I saved up my money and talked my mom into writing a check for $9.87. It was something like that, something that seemed like a lot when I was a kid. And it was, I mean, This is 1981, so you could still buy things with $8. And I sent away for the last five because my parents were tired of me wasting money on these packets. That's probably the biggest waste. And then I completed the book, put it under my bed because I would want to look at it later, and I've never seen it again.
I spent probably close to $100 on a neon green inflatable couch that I had in my room at my house.
Oh my God, you were such a 90s kid. Yeah. You were a 90s teen for sure.
God, that black is light, like a
black
sitcom.
Lights, black light posters.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those posters that had like felt on it and then you could color in? Mm-hmm. Oh, me too, Steve.
In like seventh grade, me and all my friends went in together because we wanted a box of shutter shades. There were those sunglasses that were shaped like this, and they just had lines across them.
Oh, yeah.
That's so very 80s.
We wanted like amazing. A 10-pack of these like light-up shutter shades, and so we sat down one day and wrote it all out. We said, okay, so-and-so, you owe this much, this much, this much. We got to split up shipping, everything. It was a whole operation, and then the day we got them, we all wore them to school, and nobody cared.
You can now get a 12-pack of neon shutter shades on Temu for $4.98.
Yep. You guys want to go in on some?
You want to go in? You're not really, still not willing to.
As long as really we make the buying process complicated.
Still not ready to make the financial leap on your own, but yes, I'm in.
Yeah, I'll write you a check for my 70 cents.
Would you guys like to do another round?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do it.